There are cookies, yes.
Black and white freaking cookies.
Yeah.
Hey, Henry Winkler, we have the kind of black and white cookies you love.
Yeah, he recommended them.
Yeah, he's the one who suggested this place.
So I brought in a half dozen, and you get to take home whatever we don't eat.
So a couple crumbs.
Probably. I will eat at least one.
Those of you listening at home might get some crumbs.
It's possible.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more. Hey, man, happy Friday, dude.
Thank you.
Thank you for the cookies. Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
It's because I'm enjoying kidney stones again.
Yeah.
I love kidney stones.
Yeah, they're the best.
The drugs are the best part.
I've never had kidney stones. Am I super lucky?
You have enough going on with all of that, so you don't want that.
I don't. I'm not asking for it.
First time I had, I was 16.
Wow.
And I have them every 3 or 4 years.
Oh, that's
fun.
And it doesn't sound like it.
Fortunately, those of us who have, don't have problem passing them, you know? Well, some people are, never mind.
Yeah.
Can't really get there.
Let's not go into depth. Yeah. Fridays at 5 p.m., we do our All Request
Fest. Yeah, loud music, loud music.
2 hours of music that you want to get your weekend started, right?
Yes.
We are going to talk about you being fired.
Oh, yeah, because of what's going on at the tweet machine. Boo.
Correct.
Stupid Elon Musk. Bloodbath.
$1 American.
Yeah.
Tickets to see the LA Kings tomorrow night against Florida Panthers.
That's in a matter of moments.
Mm-hmm.
And how much is the jackpot up to?
Well, if you're talking about the KLOS $100,000 name game, it is up to $9,200.
What? Wow.
$9,200, and you'll get a shot at it before 4 o'clock.
And apparently the phones are working today, so that's nice.
Hopefully.
You might be able to actually play.
They usually stop working when we get here, so we'll see.
Playing that one for Nurse Ratched, patient number 9, Ozzy. Have you seen this picture, his profile picture on Twitter?
I have, yes.
Actually, yeah, it's
great.
9 versions of him. I've seen one other person do this. There's like 9 different versions, like different looks on his face that he did.
Mm-hmm.
Who else would you think maybe that we know personally would have done
personally
set of pictures like that and use it as his cover photo on social media? Yep. Very odd fellow.
Odd.
Great laugh.
Jed the Fish
yep. Did it. And I think it's almost as good as Ozzy's.
Wow, not
so
bad.
If anybody could pull off the 9 looks, it would be Jed the Fish.
We have your shot at $9,200.
That's right.
$9,200.
Very, very soon.
KLOS $100,000 name game. That's coming up. First, we have tickets for you to see the LA Kings take on the Florida Panthers.
Yeah, when is that happening?
That is happening tomorrow.
Nice.
Tomorrow night at 7:30. We got 4 tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Florida Panthers at Crypto.com Arena. You can get your tickets today at LAKings.com/tickets, or you can be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS.
What kind of hoops are you going to make him jump through?
Hell
if I know.
Slang.
Okay, there you go.
So we can go. Said 100 times in the last 2 weeks.
Dang, it's slang. If you can answer that, you can go tomorrow, then give us a call right now. Be caller 13. Another Kings game. You're going, right? You're going to go?
Yep.
Sweet.
Can't wait. Kings, Florida. KLOS, who's this?
This is Danica.
You calling for Kings tickets?
I am. I'm calling for the Kings tickets.
Nice. Right. You've called the right radio station.
This is for the game tomorrow night against Florida Panthers. You get 4 tickets if you can tell me what it means in the hockey world when they chirp. What does it mean when they chirp?
Ah.
I mean, I have no idea. I can't help you. I would whisper it into your ear right now, but I don't know.
What does it mean when
they chirp?
Yeah.
Chirp.
Maybe when they argue?
I mean, I'm going to say yes.
Wow, really?
I'm
going
to say yes. I mean, it's...
What?
So you're going tomorrow night. CryptoArena.com.
Thank you so much.
Very welcome.
Technically, it's arguing with each other, but that was close enough.
Yeah, I buy that.
Close enough.
For $1, and I'm an expert.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thanks for being flexible with me.
Yes, and enjoy the game.
I'm going to take my kids.
Oh,
excellent.
Nice.
Enjoy the game tomorrow night.
Awesome.
All I got is $5 bills.
Excellent.
Oh, hold on a second.
No, I'll take a 5.
No.
I'll take the 5.
Look, a crisp, brand new $1 bill.
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need.
This crisp, brand new $1 bill could be yours, Kevin, if the answers are right.
What is the topic?
$1 American today, and you travel quite a bit. You've traveled these United States.
Yes.
The worst airports in the U.S., the 10 worst airports In the U.S. Now, this is according to Frommer's, and I had never heard of that.
Yeah, it's like a travel guide thing.
Okay. So I guess it's apparently, it was formed in 1957. They've done hundreds of articles. They're very well respected.
Wait, is this the busiest?
No, it's flight delays.
Flight delays.
Security wait times. Customer satisfaction surveys and reviews of experts. And I figure since we're coming up on the holidays.
Oh, no.
We should avoid these 10.
How do you know which ones are...
Well, you know, so that's... You got to kind of take all of that in the mix and think of the worst airport you've been in because of flight delays or when you've been standing there with your shoes off forever or you just, you know, heard experts.
Well, the one that I've had the most problems with, I'm going to guess.
Well, hold on now. Let me tell you. I think you should probably... Because this seems almost easy.
Okay.
But then it turns out not to be.
Right.
So we've been doing 6 guesses for 4 right.
Right.
I think we're going to do
6 guesses for
5
right.
What?
For 5? Are you crazy?
Should we give you 7 guesses for 5 right?
Let's do 6 for 4.
6 for 4. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, no, they're saying no.
Are
you
they?
See all those people out there?
Mm.
All right, 6 for 4. 6 all for right. 4. 6 guesses to get 4 right.
4 right.
For this brand new crisp $1 bill.
I am going to go Chicago O'Hare. Thank you.
Definitely Chicago O'Hare.
All right.
Do not care for that airport.
I'm trying to think of other huge ones. JFK?
JFK is actually a pretty damn good airport. And
what?
Not on the list, as it turns out.
How is that possible?
Not on the list.
What?
So, 1 for 1 so far.
No, Jeff.
What do you ladies and gentlemen think at home? Is he going to get it, or are we going to throw him into a plane? Like,
what are some of the hubs? Because a hub city might have the most delays.
Are you getting
getting a
help?
Phone.
You turn that phone upside down,
it's not,
young lady.
It's not.
Someone's going to try and send you answers. I need this dollar. Dollar. American dollar.
JFK. I'm going to say Atlanta.
Atlanta.
ATL.
You know what I had done?
Thank you.
I had gone down to the dinger because I figured you'd get it right. But I needed to go back to the buzzer because Atlanta's
for
not
Atlanta?
On the list.
Atlanta?
Yeah, Atlanta's not on the list.
What
this
the
is
hell?
Frommer's. This isn't like
yeah,
Joe
whatever.
Blow.
But how do you know which ones are, you know, on time and long lines? And
well, I mean, just think of your times traveling and the ones
I'm
you've
I'm going to say
through.
Las Vegas then.
Las Vegas.
Thank
man,
you.
Man, oh, man.
Come on. How's that possible? You wanted me to have 6 guesses to get 5 right.
Yeah.
And I've gotten 1.
Well, you know, it's always harder than you think. It's always shocking how hard it ends
what
up being.
What are some of the
it's amazing.
Southwest Airlines, Phoenix.
Phoenix. You don't want to say Phoenix. Phoenix, I've never had problems in Phoenix.
Me either. That's not my guess.
Murder people.
Yeah, that's not my guess.
So.
No,
yeah.
That's not a guess. Don't
yeah,
be ridiculous.
I wouldn't think so. Yeah, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that, my friend.
Houston is a hub of
Houston.
Like Delta. I'm going to go Houston.
Houston. Let me check Houston here.
Come on, man.
You got one more guess.
What's
to get
happening?
4 right.
I get one more to get 4
well, give
right.
Me one. Give me one more guess. Maybe we'll rip this dollar in half and give you half of it.
Wow, this is San Francisco because of the weather.
Mm.
What? Come on!
What city do we live in?
L.A.
Yeah, people don't care for L.A.
LAX.
All right, here you go. Here's your list
of
10.
I didn't even think of it.
Dude, Washington Dulles.
Yes.
Sucks. It sucks.
Okay.
Here's the one you wouldn't have known. West Virginia Jaeger International.
What the hell?
Jaeger. Woo!
Why? What?
You're forced to drink Jaeger when you go there. No. Number 9 on the list. Apparently it's scary and it's surrounded on all sides by cliffs.
What the hell?
That's the only funky one in here. Otherwise, number 8, Dallas-Fort Worth, which sucks. Number 7, Denver. Oh, yeah, this one I
hadn't said Denver.
Of. You didn't say Denver. You lying bastard.
Well, I wrote down Denver.
Oh,
I didn't say
don't
it.
You hate that idea?
Yes,
that.
I didn't say it. I wrote it right here.
Cleveland Hopkins International, never heard of.
Cleveland.
Philadelphia is number 5. Chicago O'Hare is number 4. Okay. LAX is number 3. LAX. LaGuardia, you were so close.
I had written that down too, but I thought
not
if,
JFK.
If JFK wasn't one, then I just blew
I
off
knew
LaGuardia.
I was afraid of that for you, and I wept. I internally
all
wept.
Right, listen, I wrote 2 of those down, so I'm giving myself those, and I'm still not going to win.
But let me tell you, the number 1, and this is a fact, and it doesn't surprise me, is in that same general vicinity, mm-hmm. Newark. With, check this out, 24% of their flights were either delayed or canceled in the year between July 19 and July 20.
Wow!
24%! Because they suck!
That's crazy!
I really thought I was going to give you
did
a
did I win?
I think so. Yeah, I think you did. I don't remember. I'm really bad with math.
I won in my heart.
You know, if you have enough money, you can buy something like Twitter and crash and burn it.
Does seem like that's the plan, doesn't it?
You can buy a classic radio station and drive it into a wall.
Twitter today laid off employees in departments across the country.
Oh, my God. And I've been following, they call themselves tweeps.
Tweeps.
People that work there, yeah. And I've really been following them then. All the really nice things they're saying to each other. They, a lot of support. Hashtag one team is a common thread. Hashtag love where you work has been a thread there. They're very supportive of each other. Because
that
they know
is
they're
so
just,
sad. It love is. Where you work.
Yes.
After you get fired.
Yes. And we've both been there.
Wow.
Loved where we work.
Yes.
And then some idiot comes along and goes,
I think I have a good idea.
I have a better idea.
Let's just get rid of all these people and I can save me another $10. I put that in my bank.
I got to tell you, looking back on getting fired, it was the best thing that ever happened to me.
You mean that?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yes, because that was the Titanic.
Oh, at boy.
That, at that moment.
No kidding.
And I got to come here, and I got to work with you, and this is fun.
See, now, I quit that place you were at, but I got fired from the other half of it, Jack, which I loved. I loved it there.
Right.
And I got to tell you, it's the best thing that ever happened to me in my professional career by far as well, because it got me off my ass. I was just being really lazy.
All right. So the phone topic is you got fired and it was the best thing for you.
You might have thought, man, oh, man, this was a hell.
Of course, yeah. you're destroyed at the beginning.
Yeah, because, you know, I don't know. You need to eat. You need some income. You need to be able to go to the doctor once in a while and sure. pay those exorbitant fees.
Exorbitant, you mean?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. That too.
But you can't really see around the corner very often.
No, man. No way.
And quite often around the corner is better than you think.
A lot better.
So you got fired.
And it sucked, but.
And it sucked, but it turned out to work in your favor, to be the best thing that happened. Could have happened.
Love that kind of story.
818-955-KLOS. Call now.
I hate seeing people being fired. I hate that. I hate it. I hate it.
Same, because you know the feeling.
Yes.
The feeling
we've
is
all
the worst.
Been there. Yeah. Sometimes it turns out good.
You were fired, but it turned out to be the best thing that could have happened to you. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, man. You know what? This was a while back. I actually worked at Sam Ash, and I got fired over a clerical error due to company policy. But after that, man, like what just happened to you, I got off my ass and I ended up going to school for welding.
Uh-huh.
Fell in love with it, making more money than I ever have before.
Look at that.
Yeah, and after that, it led me to go to electrical, and I just found out that I'm a tradesman, you know?
Nice. Dude, that's amazing, isn't it? I mean, you think you're in your comfort spot, everything's going good, and then you realize you're just being lazy.
And then you think you're at your lowest point, but you still don't realize you're just about to turn the corner. That's great.
Good for you, man.
Congrats.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Hi there. You got fired?
Yes, sir. Got fired from Magic Mountain.
And then things got better as a result of leaving the mountain?
Oh, yeah. I was 16. I told them I had to go into Mammoth Lakes for a date with my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And gave a notice. They fired me anyways. Didn't give me the time up. Long story short, I got, you know, set up with an aerospace place, and I'm living in Camarillo in a kick-ass house.
Woo! Wow. Aerospace!
Look at you.
Damn! Well done. I want to go work in aerospace.
Also, you're the first person that's ever said, make a long story short, and then you made a long story short. Yes. Usually it goes longer and longer and longer.
Everybody take a lesson.
So congratulations to you on both accounts.
Yeah, well done, man. Very cool. Hi, KLOS.
Hi, this is Jesse D. from HB. How
Jesse
you
doing? D. from HB. Good. You got fired from somewhere and then it got better?
Yeah. It was Sears I got fired from.
Okay.
And that led to actually getting a job for the U.S. government making precision flat optics for the helicopters and planes for the U.S. Armed Forces.
Wow.
And do you think if they had...
Are you supposed to tell us that?
Yes, it's okay.
Okay, good. You think if they hadn't blown you out, you would have moved that way? Or do it
eventually?
Just, or eventually no? Or no?
No, I never would have gone in that direction. It was... great stroke of luck.
Fantastic.
From Sears.
Phenomenal. That's awesome.
It's good to hear.
Listen, tweeps, thanks for calling. Listen, things can get better.
Things can get better.
If that happened to you, you got fired, we want to hear about it.
818-955-KLOS. We are talking about, because of Twitter laying off about 50% of their workforce.
Yeah.
We're talking about you got fired, but it turned out better for you. KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Hi, Frank. You were fired?
Yeah, I was. I got fired from
an automotive oil change place.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm a construction worker operating heavy equipment.
And making 10 times as much money?
Oh, that's for sure.
Sweet.
And did you think when you were fired that was like it? Were you like drinking heavy that night and cursing and calling your friends?
Oh, you know it.
Yeah. It is amazing that that can turn around like that, isn't it?
Yep.
You never know.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. Twitter. That's happening to a lot of people right now.
Today, they're about half of Twitter is being fired.
Elon, fire yourself. You suck. And I hope it doesn't get better for him.
But we're taking your calls if you got fired. But things worked out better.
818-955-KLOF.
Because half of Twitter was fired today.
Bah.
Figured we would talk about you got fired, but it turned out to be the best thing that happened to you. KLOS, hello.
I did. I got fired after I went to 2 years of junior college for graphic arts. And ended up finishing school, got a job as a maintenance engineer, mm-hmm. or as most people know, a custodian.
Right.
And it was a great job. I was only 19 years old and I was working there. Mm-hmm. I gave a student a ride home after work and one of the school board members saw me. So I got fired for having a student in my car, even though we were only, you know, within a year age of each other.
Right.
But it forced me to go out of the janitor business into graphic arts, which actually turned out to be quite lucrative.
Excellent.
That's awesome.
And was what you were interested in
the first place.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. But man, if they hadn't have fired me, I could have been a janitor my whole life. That was a great job. We used to work from 8 in the morning till noon, and then at noon we would we'd start drinking beer for about 2 hours.
Yeah, but you know that in the long run, that really pays off every time. You know, having them beers in the middle of the day always pays off big time. Gets that beach house.
Although being 19, it's not so bad that the students were 18, but when you're 49 and the students are 18.
That's a little questionable, yeah.
Right, exactly.
You need to move on.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi. You got fired?
I just wanted to give a shout out to somebody.
Go for it.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to give a shout out to my daughter, Jude. I know she's listening to you guys, and she loves you guys.
Excellent. Hi, Jude.
Hey, Jude, what's up?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Hey, that's $10. We're going to charge you $10, sir. Sir, hello, sir. Damn it. They always do that.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin, Pluggo, how you doing?
We are good.
I got fired from...
Okay.
Well, that's a pretty big KLOS client.
I'm sure they were right, but go ahead.
They fired me for answering a phone call when they called me to give me more overtime.
They fired you for answering the phone when they were calling to give you more overtime. I don't understand.
I don't either.
They said I shouldn't have answered the phone while I was driving.
While you were driving? What, they're the police? Boo! Do you know why I'm pulling you over today? Because I called you, and then you answered. How dare you?
How did it turn out better for you?
Yeah, so what happened in the long run?
I got a job at Boeing as a manager, making about 50 times more than what they were.
Hell yeah. Man, we're hearing a ton of these stories.
Everybody needs to get fired. That's what we're learning.
I mean, we both found the same thing, man.
Yep,
which is pretty amazing. Minus the money part. But thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Brent. Hi. How are you?
Good. Were you fired and then things turned around?
Actually, I have been fired.
Okay.
They ended up hiring me back, and I'm still working for the company, and they paid to move me to California to work for them.
Oh, so they let you go, and then they're like, hold on a second, we need him. You got him back.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's kind of a burn.
I've had that happen. Great.
Have you?
Yeah, it's so nice. They're like, yeah, you know what? I don't like your attitude. You better go. Oh, wait a minute. He actually did a lot of work around
really
here.
I need you
back.
You might get through on 818-955-KLOS if it's working, or you could tweet us at Kevin and Sluggo.
Yeah, what do you got? What is going to start your weekend? If we can dig it out, we will play it for you. Hit us up at Kevin and Sluggo.
It is our old request fest. KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's going on, Kevin?
Talking about playing whatever song will kick off your weekend correctly.
How about some AC/DC? It's a long way to the top if you want to rock.
That is a fact, too, you know?
It is a fact. The more you think about it, the truer it is. Mel tweets, it's my mama's birthday today. Can you play Mother's Little Helper?
Hey, I got to tell you, Mel, by the way, you should dig out the new wave version of that song. It's by Polyphonic Spree.
Wow.
And it is
so... It's a name I haven't heard in a while.
So weird.
Really?
Yeah, it's way the hell out there. Polyphonic Spree covering Mother's Little Helper. There you go, Mel. And this next one is for Sean and NoHo. Said he went to the stadium tour courtesy of KLOS. Wanted to hear this one from the crew. Happy Friday to you!
KLOS, hello.
Hey, man. How you doing, brother?
Good. It's our old request fest. What can we play for you?
Want to see if you could play Super Knot?
I think we can do, yeah, we can. Who's this?
This is Scott calling from the 805.
Scott, I thank thee for telephoning from the 805.
Thanks for calling.
Have a good weekend, guys. Thanks a lot.
He's in my interpreter.
You too. Right now, we're taking requests. KLOS, hello.
Can you play Tina Turner's What's Love Got to Do with My B*** in Your Mouth?
Yeah! We have missed you!
He's back, and he put some work into it.
Yeah, it'll be coming up right after these exciting commercial messages. Thanks for telephoning. Jude and Anthony up in Santa Clarita wanted to hear that one from the Beatles. I don't think I've played that on the air since 1984.
I'll bet you have.
I know. Over okay. At K-Rock. I know Chris Carter is going to probably play something like that on Sunday with his Breakfast with the Beatles. So we're having some problems with the phones again. We're going to do the contest very soon.
If the phones are working.
Yeah, if the damn phones are ringing.
Let's see if we can get a request.
Yeah. Hello, KLOS. And it's a deadline. Sorry, we can't hear you. If you can hear us, we can't hear you.
Can you play Jump Around by House of Pain?
I can see your mouth moving.
Yes, we can. That's a great request, sir.
Just because our phones aren't working. How dare you throw in something? You want to hear House of Pain, though, huh?
I thought it would be a great request for a Friday afternoon.
It is a great request for a Friday afternoon. Well done.
You're an amazing person with an amazing taste. Thanks for calling.
Kevin, we had them in?
Yeah, damn it!
Remember how great that was?
It's weird when you have something wonderful happen. Something
Ian was sitting right here in this chair.
Something suck has to happen. I got to go to Hawaii, but I get to miss my favorite band live in studio, The Cult.
Listen.
Damn it.
You can't have everything.
Damn it. Hello, KLOS.
Hello.
Hi there. It's our old request fest.
Hey, I'm a Beatle fan, but I'm going to request to Who this time.
All okay. Right, we'll allow it.
Who are you?
Tall Can Dan.
Here for Thee is the Who on KLOS.
All right, I appreciate it.
Youthful Kevin, should we remind everybody that you're going to have to, you know, fall back on Sunday at the late hour? Never mind. That's why we played that one, however, and it was a good idea from Debbie. Thank you for that suggestion on our All Request Fest on 95.5 KLOS. Terry and OC wanted to hear an OC band. Happy to play a Joyous Wolf. Love those guys. Fearless on our All Request Fest.
Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. I failed to win one American dollar.
I know, man. I really did think you would steal $1 from me today.
Trying to guess the worst airports in the U.S., I think I only got one correct.
You forgot to mention LAX.
I didn't think of LAX. So
you love LAX. Oh, I love LAX.
Also, gave away tickets to the LA Kings tomorrow night. You can get yours at LAKings.com/tickets. And your next chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Worth $9,800
damn dollars. Is Monday morning at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
So I'm going to go home and pet the kitty myself.
Enjoy. Peace out. See you Monday.
And I'll leave you with one last thought, if I may.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd. The name game.
The name game. What kind of money is this? This is insane. We can't give away this much. It's too much money.
It is higher than any we've given away so far.
Yeah, the most was Raw Umber, the crayon color, for $8,400. But where are we at now, man?
$9,200.
What did you just say?
$9,200.
What?
And if you would like your share of that and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas, be caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS.
And if you can give us what we're looking for, you get that cash. Good luck. You kids quit running with that devil. Ollie.
The name game.
The one now? Nice snapping.
KLOS, who's this?
This is Dave.
Hallelujah, the phones work. Woo!
Dave, you are caller 13.
No way.
Yes, way.
It's true.
I mean, you get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. Are you ready?
I'm in.
We are looking for something that you would find at a construction site with a one-word name.
And let me tell you, the last couple of guesses that Marcy had were girder and level, but that wasn't it. What do you got for
us? If you get it right, you get $9,200 and
man,
a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas.
I'm thinking going back to the basics and saying dirt.
Dirt? Totally makes sense. But
incorrect.
That's not it.
But thank you for trying.
Yeah, thanks for trying, man.
All right, $9,400 between 4 and 5.
We're going to hit that same amount as the lottery eventually here.
I doubt it.
Game.
Yeah, baby.
Who would like to start their weekend off with $9,400? Wow. And a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas.
$9,400?
Yep. KLOS. Damn. Who's this?
No, we're not doing that.
Oh, wait. We're not. We haven't sold yet.
Basically, it helps if someone telephones first.
818-955-KLOS. We'll take caller 13, and then when you call, we'll ask you who this is.
Yeah, then we'll ask you a question, and if you can answer it properly, you get that $9,400.
I'm going to study up.
Dude, stop doing the drugs before the day is over, man.
We are a few minutes away, maybe 5 minutes away, from our all-request fest.
Party, 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 loud stuff. What do you got? We got to do that, man. In a minute.
That name game.
First this. Yeah, baby.
Is up to $9,400.
That is completely insane. I can't even believe it.
KLOS, who is this?
Dan.
Dan, you're caller 13.
All right, hopefully third time's a charm.
Oh, you've been through three times now?
Twice. This is now third time.
That's crazy. People say they can get through it all. They're trying all the time, get a damn busy signal.
Well done.
Check you out.
All right, we're looking for something you'd find at a construction site with a one-word name.
And the last two guesses were dirt and girder. Don't blow this $9,400 chance, Dan. We want to send you
Well, my wife had a dream about it, so I'm going to go with what she had a dream, and that was a screwdriver.
Wow, that's bananas.
I'd like to talk to you about your wife's dreams.
But that's not right.
Incorrect.
Sorry, man. I was really, really had my fingers crossed for that one.
Now, let's get into your wife's dream, shall we?
What else has she dreamed about?
All right,
so next hour, sometime between 5 and 6, it's going to be worth
$9,600. Oh, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
How much money have we got to give away here sometime between now and 6?
All right, listen, don't call for it right now.
No.
But when we play the name game, we're going to be giving away $9,600.
That is insane. Call, 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 call. Win, 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 win. Now.
Yeah, be nice.
Do it.
Be cool. If you want your shot of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas, be caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS, and you can play the KLOS name game.
The name game.
The name. The game.
Baby, let's give away some money, Kevin. I want to start someone's weekend by giving them some dollars.
$9,600.
Wow.
KLOS, who's this?
Hi, my name is JoLynn.
JoLynn, you are lucky that our phones are working because you're caller 13.
Oh, my God.
Well done.
You get to play our precious little $100,000 name game.
All right. Awesome. Thank you. I'm ready.
We're looking for something you would find at a construction site with a one-word name.
And the last two guesses were screwdriver and dirt. And those were wrong. So what do you got for us?
For $9,600.
What do you got?
I'm going to say a drill.
A drill.
Sorry, it is not a drill.
Ah, this is not a drill.
Sorry about that, but thank you for guessing. And everybody else gets a chance at $9,800.
Come Monday.
Monday morning at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
My absolute favorite teachers ever, dude in high school, just out of college, history teacher, would play the radio. And anytime that song came on right there, Rolling Stones, he would stop everything. Class stops so he can listen to it and turn it up. What? I was like, they're going to fire him. There's
what a
no
great
way.
Class.
I know, right?
What was the class? History?
History.
Wow.
And that was like, I don't know, 35, 40 years ago, whatever it is. I can't do the math. He's still there. I was like, this dude's going to totally get fired. Yeah, he's still teaching.
Wow.
He's really old now.
Yes, he is.
Newsweek threw some major shade at Bob Dylan on this day in rock in 1963 because, you know, they're a major music news source. Ran a story insinuating he had stolen the song Blowin' in the Wind. Boston played the city of Boston for the very first time ever, a sold-out show at the Boston Garden on this day in rock in 1978. Something like I feel like I'm in the 80s. And speaking of, on this day in rock in 1988, the U2 documentary Rattle and Hum opened in theaters worldwide.